now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce Director, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to KQNA's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and what a great show we have lined up for you today. I have one guest today, also a co-host, and his name is John Best, and he's with Alpha Fortress Games. So stay tuned to KQNA's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and always on the web at KQNA.com.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reprographics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reprographics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether you know it or not, we've had a healthy relationship for as long as we can remember. But now, we're changing. For you. We're Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and we've been part of this community for decades. Now, we're entering into a new affiliation with Dignity Health. It's a relationship that will allow us to expand clinical services, improve access to care, and impact community health. Of course, every positive change requires inspiration. In this case, you're it. The people we serve. It's inspiration that makes a good thing even better. We'll not only deliver more care to our communities, we'll deliver dedication, depth, and dignity. If you'd like to learn how much this affiliation means to you, visit us at dignityhealthymc.org. After all, what would you say to a relationship that delivers a little more humanity? We think you'd say, hello, human kindness.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
We're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days. I am your host, Lorette Brashear, and like I said, what a great show and big news lined up for you, so don't miss out on the big news that I'm about to announce today. But I'm here with my guest and co-host, which is John Best. Hey, John, how are you today?
Good, Lorette. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So you are the owner of Alpha Fortress Games.
I am.
That is a handful and a mouthful. So let's talk about, first off, you also have another job.
I'm also the assistant branch manager for National Bank of Arizona.
In Chino Valley.
Uh-huh.
So that's where most people would know you from. And then you decided to kind of venture out and do a second job.
I did.
So, and in that second job, you're opening up your own company, your own business.
I am.
And so tell us, I mean, like, what made you want to do this? And what is it?
Well, Alpha Fortress Games, it's a gaming community. It's a hub where youth can get together, but also gamers of all ages can just come and play their games and feel comfortable in that environment. Alpha Fortress Games, and it's short for AFG. At AFG, we really want that family setting. We really want to bring the community back together.
Fun. So, and you guys are gonna, so you started this and it is kind of unique. We did a little sneak preview with you and, lots of different things there that you've got. You've got some old arcade games there as well.
Yeah, so we got old arcade games, we got board games, we also got video games, we got the newest edition of the PlayStations and Nintendo, and we really want to just gather the community together.
So what made you kind of decide to do this? Because this is so different, and there's nothing like this in Chino Valley.
One thing that really impacted me was that we really needed something in the community to have something fun to do. Gathering together with a group of friends and playing a game, it's just a wonderful activity to do.
Right. And so you decided to kind of do this and bring it all into our community. Like you said, it's very different. There's also, you can just do board games there as well.
Yep. One of our big factors is board games. We really do support a game called X-Wing miniatures, which X-Wing is this board game that has ships that you fly. Measurements, and you have to calculate. And it's kind of like chess. So take Star Wars and chess and put them together.
Holy cow, Star Wars and chess. Okay. And so people can come and they can rent these games from you. And, you know, like for the PlayStation and all that. Is that how that works?
Right. So our arcades, there'll be a rental process. And also through our gaming cubs, board games will host tournaments.
Fun.
You can come and get prize supports in that way.
Gotcha. And then you had, when I walked in, there was like some really cool, and I don't want to call them like statues. They look like they were made out of Legos. They're really cool different models. What are those for?
So that is my hobby of my wife.
Oh, wow.
So Reagan Best, my wife that I've been married to for 8 years, she loves Legos. And
oh, my gosh.
We needed a place to display them, and the game store just seemed the right fit for
Okay, me. Perfect. Gotcha. That's fantastic. So, and it's got a little bit of everything for everyone. Like you said, you have the old arcade games. I think I remember seeing, like, Ninja Turtles, Pac-Man.
Yep.
So those ones, super fun. And then you have a couch in there as well, so people that want to participate in the gaming system, is that so that they can be relaxed?
Right. So we really wanted to, we actually have a little electric fireplace in there.
Ew. Well.
But we really wanted you to have that at-home experience, but still be part of the community. So we're going to be hosting Super Smash tournaments, Mario Kart, we got Halo, Call of Duty. So some fun events.
Oh, fun, fun. Are you going to do anything old school? Like, my old school is the old original Nintendo Duck Hunt, you know, any right. of those ones. Like, how about a Duck Hunt tournament, you know?
We could always host those kind of things.
And that would be so fun. I don't know how to, there's too many buttons on them now, you know?
But one thing that we do pride ourselves, we have all generations, even up to VR, where you can rent out our VR system too.
Wow. Wow, so fun. So you've got everything going on from, you know, for all age brackets. Families can come in too and just kind of do a game night with their families. Is there a charge for them to walk in and do that, to borrow the games or?
Right, it would be charged depending on the events that we're hosting for that time. That's where the factor would kick in. Right now we're looking at $5 an hour, basically.
Gotcha. And John, where are you guys going to be located at?
So we're right 5 minutes north of the Prescott Airport, and we're in the Windy Plaza. So it's 2235 South Highway 89.
So in Windy Plaza. So before, if you're coming into Chino, it's before the horse roundabout.
Correct.
And then if you're getting, you know, headed south out of Chino, it's right after the horse roundabout.
Correct.
Gotcha. So you're right there smack dab, kind of right in the front of town or the end of town, depending on which way you look.
Right.
So fantastic. And so you're going to do this. When do you guys think you're going to open up?
So we're going to do the first weekend of February. So February 6th will be our official first day.
Wow. February 6th. So that's right around the corner. Is this your first time, you know, kind of branching out and doing something like this?
So my wife actually owns another business. She shows dogs for a living.
Wow.
Okay. With that, we wanted to just explore the gaming industry and
Just kind of do something different.
A little different, yes.
It is more than a little different because, like I said, this doesn't exist in Chino Valley. I don't know if there ever has been an arcade in Chino Valley.
I don't think there has been.
So this is something for kids of Chino Valley, the youth of Chino Valley, and any age bracket, like you said, because so many people are into gaming. It doesn't matter what age you are. That can kind of come here, have fun. You know, is it a place where they can get dropped off?
It is a place that they can get dropped off.
So it's completely safe. You don't have to worry about your child
Correct.
Running away, that kind of stuff. Okay, perfect. Yeah, it sounds like a great atmosphere. There's so much. Do you have snacks there? Do you have anything like that?
We do have snacks. So we
Perfect.
Got soda vending machines. We got a gumball machine. We also got candy machines.
Oh, yum.
And so we also have on our tournament days, we'll have popcorn, cotton candy. And when it gets a little bit warmer, we'll have snow cones.
Okay, perfect. So you'll have a little variety of everything there for people to have. And if they get really hungry, there is a restaurant right next door.
Right next door. Yeah, they're wonderful people.
Yeah, if they get hungry, there's something else right next door. But that's really great that you're going to have all of that stuff going on. I know there's a claw machine.
There is a claw machine. That's our big ticket item. Everyone loves our claw machine.
Everyone loves the claw machine. Yeah, I know. My daughter spent hours there just trying to get one bear. So it was the one bear, and it was just because it was a rainbow bear. And so she had to have it. And so it took her a while, but yeah, definitely.
She did get it.
She
though.
Did get it at the very end, but it was one of those things that definitely it's. So I'm so excited for you, and I'm excited for, you know, the town of Chino Valley to get something like this. Because, like you said, it's really dynamic for the whole family. And this is just a fun thing that we needed in Chino Valley. There's not a whole lot of things, you know, specifically for the youth to do.
Right.
And so this is really just a fun way of doing it. Like you said, your grand opening day is February 6th. Are you guys going to do, what are you guys going to do for grand opening? Are you going to have some snacks there? Are you going to have some tournaments?
Yeah, so we're going to have some tournaments, but we're also going to have some snacks. If you do show up, we have this game called Hero Clicks. Just for showing up, you're going to get a prize for just showing up.
Oh, wow.
So.
Fun. So just for showing up, coming in and checking it out, you get a prize
you
already?
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be great. I'm there for sure. February 6th is your grand opening. From what time to what time?
So on February 6th, we'll be open from 10 a.m. all the way to 10 p.m.
Whoa, that's going to be a big, long grand opening. And your normal hours of operation, what are those going to be?
So still talking with my wife on those.
Okay. So you're still trying to solidify.
We are still trying to solidify.
Hours.
But it would be after school. And then we would go about till 9 o'clock at night is where we're going with it.
Is it going to be every day that you guys are going to be open, or are you guys going to be closed certain days of the week?
So we're going to be open every day, 7 days a week.
Wow.
Sunday is going to be mostly for tournaments play.
That'd be great. I have so many friends that play. I don't even know the names of them, but I know some of these games take 3 to 4 days to play, and
right.
different characters, and my friends are really into it, and so they're going to be so excited that this is going to be in Chino Valley, because they all play these, you know, Dungeons and Dragons and different things like that. So
yeah.
They're going to be excited that there's just this avenue there now that people can go. So you're not crowding one person's house, I guess.
Correct. Yep.
And it's just fun because there's other gamers around you, just a different community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so exciting. John, tell us again what the name of your business is and when you're going to be open and your grand opening time.
Okay, so my name is John Best. I'm the owner of Alpha Fortress Games, and our grand opening will be February 6th at 10 a.m. going to 10 p.m.
And you're located?
Right 5 minutes north of the Prescott Airport, 2235 South Highway 89.
In the Windy Plaza in Chino Valley. So for those of you guys that are Chino residents, it's right in there by Gabby's Kitchen. There's also a
daycare. And then the chiropractor. We'll have signs. Our signs are already
perfect.
There. So you probably have already seen us.
Perfect. John Best, thank you for sharing information about Alpha Fortress Games. We'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Days.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Looking for a safe bet? Head to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Our enhanced cleaning and safety measures have paved the way for you to return back to playing safe and staying safe, getting you closer to winning, closer to dining, closer to relaxation, closer to it all. We can't wait for you to get back to what you love most. It's a safe bet only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Visit us today and be closer to it all.
Hi friends, Larry Elder here, inviting you to join me every weeknight for the Larry Elder Show on KQNA. We'll recap your day in news, talk to the people who are making that news, and get you ready for tomorrow's news. We've got a country to save. It's the enlightenment at the end of the day's tunnel.
Larry Elder Show, weeknights from 9 to midnight on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM, KQNA.
Hi, this is Roxanne. Do all of you Prescott area locals know about Prescott Brewing Company's Loyal Lunch Bunch Club? It's been going on for decades now, and the only one of its kind in our community that we know of. Our Loyal Lunch Bunch card gives you 10% off your lunch and entree on your very first visit, then 15% off next, and continues up to 30% off. When you reach the end of your card, you just get a new one for free, and it starts all over again. Ask your server for your card the next time you choose Prescott Brewing Company, fun and friendly brew pub style.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
It's the year of the cat.
Which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit, Bruce. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your new year the year of the cat.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. I'm here with my co-host, John Best. We just spoke with him. He is a brand new owner of Alpha Fortress Games, and John's here to help me release the cat out of the bag. We've got some big, big news, and I promise that this will be good news, so you want to sit down, you know, go grab a cup of hot cocoa and just listen to this really great news and stuff that's happening with the Chamber of Commerce. There's a lot of things going on with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. And I have to tell you guys, I've been holding the secret back for months, since September. So it's been a ginormous secret, and it's really hard for me to even keep this a secret because I'm horrible with secrets. But the big news, and without further, like, I guess, drum roll, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm suck at drum rolls.
Just all right.
The big news is the Chino Valley area Chamber of Commerce is moving.
Woo-hoo.
I know, right? No one likes to pack and move, but it's a good thing for us. We will actually officially, you heard it here first, we are moving. We're moving. So the reason why we're moving is we had been renting out of that facility that we've been at for, I want to tell you, like 12 years. And so if anybody knows, rent is going up and things have been just going up. But we've been really fortunate and in a really good situation now where we're able to finally be able to afford to get our own place.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. It is a forever home, and so we're just excited about this. It's just finally a forever home. And so where are we going to be located? If you've been driving up and down 89 on Chino Valley, you might have seen a giant green banner, and it says, guess what's coming? That's us. I was the one to put out that teaser to let everyone know, guess what's coming here? Guess what's coming here? But it is us. We are going to be on 199 North Highway 89. So we're right off the highway now, which is great property for us. Great visibility, you know, for tourists and for everybody coming to visit Chino Valley. So for those of you that live in Chino Valley or not sure about where we're going to be located, we're right across the street from Town Hall. So Town Hall, there's a Town Hall, and then you'll see us directly across the street. So it's really big news for us. And, you know, we're just excited to be able to do something like this. So we will be leaving our current location, where we have been for years and years at the end of February.
Oh, wow. Exciting.
Exciting, right? Yeah. So at the end of February, we'll be, you know, out of there, and we won't, I don't know where we'll be, if we'll be moved into our new location yet. We still have quite a bit of things to do. But if we're not moved in yet, we should be moved in by, I'm hoping, March or April. So if we hadn't been able to move in by the time, you know, our lease is up, then we'll be moved in by the next month. So there, we're just really excited to finally be able to own our own home and be able to build with the community. And as our community is growing, so is the Chamber of Commerce. So it's really kind of exciting. It's just, you know, so many board members, you know, that have been with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce for years and years and years, are finally just dumbfounded and excited that we were able to do this and succeed to do this. And it was actually one of my things on my bucket list, you know, to find us a forever home, to, you know, who wants to waste rent, you know, money. So be able to finally afford our own four walls, I guess.
Right.
So we're really excited, and the things that we're going to do are really exciting too. So, but, like I said, where we're located now, it's going to be across the highway from, town hall. Chino. The town hall. Yes, thank you. Town hall. So we'll be right across the street from them. And like I said, it's going to be great access. It will still have the visitor tourism center. And it'll be easier for people to find us as well, right off the highway. Even though, you know, we were on the corner, but so many times people were like, is that the chamber? They weren't sure if that was us or not. Now we'll have a little bit more visibility in our community. And it's just centrally located. So it's just a better location. And we're right next to the high school as well. So we're right, you know, where all the action is, you know. So it's going to be a really, really great, fun thing. So I just want to say, you know, also thank you for the people that have really helped us. We've had Mike Lopez, our engineer, help us, Kinson Construction. They've been really great, helping us with this Dirt Visions, brand new company, and, they're doing landscaping and a lot of the landscape work for us. And overall moving company, how can we forget about them? They've got the biggest job coming up. And so they will be moving the Chamber of Commerce. We've been packing. So for those of you that have stopped by, we're not really messy. We've just been packing, you know. We've been really doing a lot of packing and prepping and trying to figure out, you know, when all this will happen. So like I said, we'll be moving at the end of February. Overall moving company will come in and move us, which is going to be a really great thing. But I will then turn around, and we are having a massive garage sale on February 27th. So for those of you that want to be a part of my garage sale, for vendors and for anybody that wants to sell anything, it's $25 for a spot. So it's just a vendor spot, 10 by 10. You'll be able to come in at the Chamber of Commerce. We'll advertise it. It'll be a community yard sale, vendors, just a giant community sale that we're going to do, in Chino Valley. So we're going to be selling some stuff, you know, because we're actually downsizing. So the property that we're moving to is, a small house. It's actually, built in 1932.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, right? So it's a little cute, historic little cottage, a little home. We're really excited about. So, and the basement is really cool too. It has an unfinished basement down there. It's completely unfinished. It's what it looked like back, you know, 1932.
Sounds so, a little spooky.
It does sound spooky, but, it's actually really cool. The steps going down, it's just really kind of nostalgic from, you know, 1932. So it is a historic building. And so we're really excited to be taking over and just being able to do that. So, but since we can't take everything with us as much as we would like to, you know, fit it all into our new place, we can't. So we will have that community garage sale. So anyone that's interested in being a part of that sale, if you're a vendor and sell jewelry and arts and crafts to pottery, or you've got stuff that you've been cleaning out in your own closet and you'd like to sell it, and you might not want to, you know, do it at your apartment or, you know, wherever you live. Here's the opportunity to come in, rent a space from us. It's $25 for the full day. So we'll be there from basically 7 to 3 p.m. And so you can come set up. People can walk around. It's just going to be a fun community yard sale. Do you have stuff to sell, John?
No, I got some board games.
Some board games? That's so funny. Yeah, well, it's going to be quite interesting. And like I said, it's really quite exciting for the Chamber to take on this undertaking. I can't tell you that all the, you know, when board members found out what we were doing, there was a lot of, you know, some people did cry because they were really shocked that we were able to do this. And so it's very exciting for us. And, you know, we weren't able to do this without a benefactor and, you know, and that was a huge thing for us as well. So we're very blessed and very lucky to finally, you know, have a home.
Right.
It just has been, you know, we were at the Chamber in, you know, in our current location, and it kind of brings you fear when you know somebody's in there looking at the property. You're like, oh no, are we going to be kicked out? You know, so I think finally, you know, with the changes that are happening in Chino Valley and for, you know, everyone's looking for places and moving to Chino, it was just time that we finally bought our own home.
Right.
So, like I said, we're really excited about that. And thank you to all the people who have made it possible for us, you know, to do all this. We are looking for anybody in the community that wants to help and support us. There's all kinds of future plans that are up and coming. And so we're really excited about that as well. And I'll get into on our next segment. What are our plans for this property? What are some of the things that we're going to be doing? But like I said, we will be moving into February. The goal is, if we're not at our new location, we will have kiosks located throughout town. So we'll have one for sure. I'm working on a second location, but we'll have one at Farmers Insurance, Jeff Champs. So for those of you that are wondering, like, oh no, what's going to happen to the visitor center? We'll only be, you know, out of commission for 1 month, if that's possible. I'm not sure. We might be moved in by then. But if we're not, then what we're going to do is kind of put those makeshift kiosks outside. We'll get some of those nice Rubbermaid bins and go ahead and put like all of our brochures and, you know, and all of the information for the town of Chino Valley. And we'll have one of them located at Farmers Insurance. Jeff Champ, his office is the old gas station.
Right. Yeah.
And so, which makes it really cool and unique, is because he's got that big area to turn in, because we have a lot of, you know, RVs, SUVs, trucks, and people traveling. So it makes it easy for people to kind of go in and out of his location. So that's going to be really great. So we'll be able to do that. We'll put big banners up, so you'll start seeing these big banners that says chamber visitor information. You know, we'll have it there. And like I said, this is going to be a process for us. We're really excited to be doing this. So everyone will start seeing some construction start happening now. And we'll update you on all the, you know, construction that's happening, some befores and afters. It's going to be really neat process to be seeing. So the first thing, I don't know if any of you had seen, there was a fence around the whole property.
Right. And it was a tall fence.
It was. It was a tall fence, and it had a, and it was an ugly fence. But it was an old wood fence. And so Mary Cozy's Furniture went ahead and took that down for us. So thank you to you guys for doing that. It was kind of a win-win. They wanted the wood, and we wanted the fence down.
Yeah.
So that was really great. We had some community support in that. So they were able to come in and take that fence down. The next thing is, if you have driven by that property, our driveway is super duper tiny. So we will be expanding the driveway. Probably we're anywhere from 32 to 35 feet. So it's going to be a good sized driveway, and we're moving it kind of in the middle of the property. So that's going to be a big change. And so we'll also be doing, we have to get some handicap spots and things like that. So we'll be doing, you know, construction, but, you know, a lot of it will be taking place outside. So everybody will at least be able to see, like, hey, you know, they've got a new parking lot now, or hey, they're finally doing this. So that's kind of, you know, the hurdle, I guess, in front of us, and what we're facing and what we're doing. So I just kind of wanted to let people know, because it's not going to be, that's what's the process. That's what's taken the longest. It's, you know, we're working with ADOT. We're working with all these entities to create this safer, too, driveway for everybody to kind of come in and out of the property.
Right.
So that's what you're going to start seeing, and that's what's going to start happening. So, like I said, the cat's out of the bag. Meow, meow, meow. We are officially moving with the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. So, I mean, you've knew about it a little bit earlier.
I have known about it for a little while.
You've known about it because we banked through you guys. So that's why you guys had known about it. So, yeah, we're, like I said, it's been a process. And so for those of you that have wondered, like, gosh, Lorette hasn't attended any meetings, or where is she on the Zoom? It's because we're in the middle of working with two properties. So it's been quite interesting. I've kind of become a superintendent / learning about construction all of a sudden,
right.
Real quickly. I don't know anything about it, but yeah, I've had all of us, you know, that are on the board have really had a struggle in learn it. You know, we've never built anything or come across anything like this. So it's definitely not as easy as we thought it would be. For one, but for two, like I said, it's just a really great, exciting news. And so we're excited. And yeah, you've seen the property.
I have seen the property. Yeah. I did not know how old the building was, but that's exciting. And
yeah.
Now I got to go and just come and see it.
Just to come and see it,
just
right?
Just to come see the spooky basement.
The spooky basement. I know. The basement's just really cool because, like I said, it's unfinished. It's all dirt. The stairwell is a little weird, but you can tell it's from 1932.
Yeah.
But it's incredible. It kind of gives you that. It is a spooky basement. So, you know, maybe we can put some games down there, or Dungeons and Dragons. I don't
get
know.
Get the real effect.
Get the real effect down there. Yeah. You can host one of your, you know, game nights or tournaments over there. Yeah. It's definitely, a huge, accomplishment for the chamber. And it's just really, good news for us. We're really excited because, like I said, we're growing so rapidly, especially in our community. Chino Valley is just growing and businesses are starting to come to Chino Valley more and more. You're one of the businesses, you know, newer businesses are starting to pop up. So, with that happening, we're growing as well, and it just seemed like this seemed like the perfect property to tell, you know, to kind of move into.
Right.
It is a little bit smaller, but I'll tell you guys on our next segment when you come back what our future plans are, what we're going to do, and what's happening with that, because we are moving to a little 1932 home, and it's only 900 square feet. Yikes!
Oh.
So, but what is our future plan? So hold on to your horses, and we'll be back with more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at affinityrv.com.
With the new president, so much is happening in Washington. Now millions are turning to Newsmax TV, your trusted news source. They're going online to Newsmax.com for breaking news and downloading the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator or watch it free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, Pluto, and smart TVs like Samsung and LG. Newsmax is real news for real people. Start watching today.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
So most of you know that Prescott Brewing Company has reopened and is waiting to serve you. Our plentiful menu, award-winning beers, and a full bar to serve your favorite cocktails. We're open Thursdays through Mondays and closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays. We still have our weekly specials, but switch things up a bit. Sorry, I can't tell you in 30 seconds, but give us a call at 771-2795 or check us on Facebook. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott, where it's always fun and friendly brew pub style.
It's the year of the cat,
which means 365 days with Cottonwood Area Transit Brews. It's a new beginning every day, wherever you want to ride in the entire Verde Valley.
Rudy, we can have a fresh start all year with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. With Verde Links, it's a quick and easy trip to Sedona every day.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Apache Transit.
That's my New Year's resolution, Rudy.
And I'll begin anew by taking Verde Links to Sedona. Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit and make your New Year the year of the cat.
Have you noticed the air is cleaner in northern Arizona? Let me tell you about Patriot Disposal's fleet of alternative fuel trucks. Patriot Disposal's research and development team has built and operates northern Arizona's only compressed natural gas fuel station and fleet of CNG trucks. These trucks do not use any diesel. Zero diesel. That reduces air and noise pollution. Call the only trash hauling service to bring this clean, quiet, and friendly technology to your neighborhood. Patriot Disposal, 775-9000 or 203-9995.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The weekend turned out to be quiet at the state capitol, following FBI warnings that there could be armed protesters going to all 50 states. Bart Graves with DPS says so far so good, but the law enforcement agency is not letting its guard down. Two layers of fencing surrounding Capitol Mall buildings are remaining.
We are dedicated to protecting the state property and those who come and go from the state capitol complex.
The alert is on at least through Wednesday. Prescott is losing its top cop.
Police Chief Deborah Black has announced she plans on retiring from law enforcement effective February 12th. Black was appointed police chief in 2016 and the first woman to serve in that position. Prior to that, she was assistant chief and chief of the Glendale Police Department. Black also served with the Phoenix Police Department for 25 years. Deputy Chief Amy Bonney will serve as interim Prescott police chief. Bonney has been with the department for 22 years. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Partly sunny and cool today, much colder and wet the next few days, chilling after bedtime to a cloudy 34 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with scattered light rain and snow showers tomorrow morning through the rest of your work week, cooling your highs to near only 48 tomorrow, 54 Wednesday and Thursday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an increasingly cloudy overnight low near 38, bringing in the same light rain and snow showers, chilling to tomorrow's high to 56, up to 61 the next 2 days. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, continues on KQ&A.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
As the new year begins, I want to thank everyone who supported Augie's during 2020. It was a difficult year to be in the restaurant business, but with your continued patronage, we made it work. There is no telling what 2021 will bring, but you can rest assured we are ready to meet every challenge and provide you with the quality and service you have known from everyone at Augie's. Here's hoping 2021 is a better year for all of us, and from Augie's, thank you for making us the place to dine on Highway 69.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day. So before we left off, I left you guys with a little bit of a cliffhanger. So if you're just joining us now, I let the cat out of the bag, and we had big news, big exciting news, and I've got John Best here with me today, and he, you know, he's going to be my co-host and helping me release the cat out of the bag. So what we did say was the big information was the Chino Valley area Chamber of Commerce is moving. We have a forever home. Dun, dun, dun. So it's kind of exciting. It's really great news for us to be able to own our own four walls and to build and do what we want to do. So what are we doing and what are some of the plans? So, because this is a small little, we've discussed this before, 1932 is a little tiny, cute, historic little home. And it is a two-bathroom, two bedrooms, and it's got a little, like, kitchen and, a, you know, living room space. So eventually, as the chamber grows, so what we'll do is we'll all move into there since I'm technically the only employee. You know, so we only have, I'll have a space there. And, as
900 square feet.
Of space. I know, right? 900 square feet of space. And so as the chamber grows, the ultimate idea is we sit on almost 2 acres. So as we grow, this, little historic home will become the visitor center, tourism center. So it'll house me for right now, and maybe one day soon I will get employees and I won't have to do it all. No, just kidding. So it'll be great. So we're hoping that, you know, as the chamber grows and as we start, you know, maybe getting some employees and maybe getting a secretary or, you know, a receptionist, that would be awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of my next stepping stone on my next bucket list item to get, you know, to get some help. But what we're planning on doing is, as we outgrow that facility, like I said, that'll become the visitor center, tourism center, and museum. So we can kind of, because it is historic, so we can bring in some historical pictures and all kinds of artifacts, you know, that we've got of Chino Valley. So it'll be really fun to kind of eventually, as like I said, that's the long-term goal, you know, is we'll be able to build something on the side of it, you know, a bigger chamber of commerce, and make that a really cute museum visitor center for anybody coming into Chino. So it's going to be really nice. Like I said, the front, we knocked down the fence. And so we're really just trying to go ahead and make that really pretty too, a nice welcoming visitor center. Just make it look nice, yeah. You know. So we're looking at, like I said, we've got Dirt Visions working with us, landscaping, and, you know, helping it put in some boulders, put in some nice things. And right now when you drive by, I know it does not look pretty. Trust me. You know, we are working on that. So, but that's pretty exciting. So that's kind of our long-term vision, is that this will eventually become a visitor center and museum for Chino Valley, which I think is going to be a really cool thing, you know.
Right.
A lot of people come to Chino Valley and they don't realize we were the first territorial capital. So we'll have, you know, just some really fun things there at the museum. So eventually, my next big project is, I would like to set up an amphitheater there.
Oh, really?
That's, yeah,
a big project.
That is a big project, right? So if we're going to release the cat out of the bag, let's just tell it all. In the back area, we do, like, sit on quite a few acres, and so I'd like to put in a small amphitheater. We're not talking like a ginormous one. I'm talking about, you know, the kind that you see at the forestry or at the parks, you know, that kind of stuff. It has little cement, little seats, and a little stadium, a little theater. So we want to build, you know, an outdoor amphitheater. I think that doesn't exist in Chino Valley. And I think it'd be really great for the crowds that want to do, you know, like theater, stargazing. I mean, there's so much potential for this outdoor, you know, especially during this pandemic, we found that outdoor stuff, you know, has really been great. So that's kind of the big, you know, just a huge thing that we would like to do. I would like to do and see that happening, is because there's so many events that I could do there, lunch and learns that I could do there, just outside, just a fun atmosphere. Or, we, you know, we can also do open mic nights, just a lot of different fun ideas that I'd like to do for the community. So we are working on wanting to build an amphitheater. And my next one is working on building a conference room. And I'd like to build something just big enough that it'll hold a good size number of people, but not overwhelming that it's like going to become a hall, you know, a dance hall or anything like that. But be able to just have this for the community. I know there's several locations in Chino Valley, but they're not affordable. You know, so if you're looking for a meeting spot, it's hard to find kind of a meeting spot in Chino Valley. And it's also hard to find something that's affordable for everybody. So, this conference room, you know, would be for our community. And I just kind of would like to have a nice state of the art kind of conference room, you know, where we'll be able to, people can do slideshows, they can do presentations. Anyone coming from out of town can utilize it. It's just a really great vision for those two things that I have. So how am I going to get there, ask me, John? What's your big idea? Yes.
What are the steps?
So the biggest step is, we've launched a GoFundMe. I've heard about all this stuff. This is the first time I've ever done one of these, but we've launched a GoFundMe. So we have asked the community to really help us out, because this is for our community. The amphitheater is for all of us to use. The conference room is for all of us to use. Like I said, so it's not just specifically the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce and we'll own it and nobody else will have rights to it. No. We're here for the community, number one. Number two, we help, you know, tourists find businesses and find, you know, things that they need. What's going on in our community? What events are happening? You know, how do I join this? Where do I get the information for this? So we are the source for information. So we are launching a GoFundMe. And so if you go to GoFundMe, you'll be able to find us there and just go Chino. It's under CV Forever Home. And okay. You'll see our, you know, you'll see our little cottage there, CV Forever Home. You can give us a donation up to, you know, as little as $5. We will be incredibly grateful for anything you do. Like I said, this is to help us with the amphitheater, conference room, and really make it a nice area for Chino Valley and for the activities that we'd like to do. So go to our GoFundMe and you can find us there under CV Forever Home, because this is our forever home. So we're really excited about that. So we're launching a giant GoFundMe. We could use your help. And you know what's really interesting is, John, some people have just been coming to the chamber and dropping off checks to me, $20, $15. And it's been really great support that we've just kind of been getting. Little by little, people are finding out that we're moving. And they were doing that because I guess GoFundMe takes a percentage, a little bit of their donation. And so some people are kind of coming in and doing that. So we're really excited. And I've also been getting some calls and some people that once, you know, we've kind of released this information saying, well, I'd like to help the chamber. I don't have money. But I have this antique coffee pot, or I have this antique, you know, heirloom, or hey, I've got this, necklace I never wear anymore. Will you guys take that? The answer is absolutely yes. We're working with Harris Auctions. Thank you guys, at Harris Auctions. We are working with them. So we're collecting any of those items and selling them online. And Harris Auctions is there for donating the proceeds from anything that we sell directly straight to us.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's really great. And so we've got a lot of community support with this. We're, like I said, we're really excited to be launching something like this. It's a huge undertaking, and we're asking the community, we need your help. So we really need help to make it what we want to make it. Now is our chance. You know, it's a blank slate. It's an open canvas. It's a blank canvas, really. So let's try to create something that's for the entire community and something that we can all utilize. And I just think an outdoor amphitheater would just be a fun, just fun for the whole family, entertainment. You got that. And for any business folks out there, or, you know, anybody that wants to use a conference room, have a meeting for any sort of reason, it'll be available there.
Right.
So those are kind of some of the big things that we're doing. So you can go to our GoFundMe, or if you'd like to donate something, you can bring in your auction item. I've had a few auction items come in already to the chamber, and they've been bringing in little things like, hey, hopefully this will sell for $50, or maybe this will sell. So we're just, some of the things that we're asking for is, you know, if you got a shed and you want to just get rid of it, maybe we can, you know, sell it online and make some sort of little bit of profit. So we're really asking the community for help. If you've got anything that you want to sell, if you'd like to, you know, help out monetarily, go to our GoFundMe. And so be on the lookout for our new Chamber of Commerce. You're going to start seeing some things happening there. Like I said, we are moving. We will be at the old chamber until February 28th, actually. So the end of February is when we'll be shutting down those doors. We'll let you know and keep you updated on radio on what's happening. And don't forget about our garage sale and vendor sale, and that's February 27th, $25 to sell your goods. So great news, exciting news. I'm happy to have released the cat out of the bag finally, and we're just really excited about this news. But stay tuned, and we'll be back for more on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Recently, I wrote an article talking about how healthy animals and pets are such an important part of healthy communities. In essence, when we care deeply for our animal friends, we are putting aside the difficulties of life in general and focusing on the health and well-being of companion creatures that make our lives better. That's where Olson's comes in. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals, and we focus on what's important to you, peace of mind. We carry the best brands and not only keep them in stock, but we'll carry them out for you or deliver them. We also have a great curbside service and were declared by the readers of Prescott's Daily Courier as the best pet supply. We've been around for 41 years now and truly value our communities of Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. In fact, be sure to come into any one of our stores and help us fill up the Gift of Warmth donation boxes with jackets and other warm stuff. Let's keep our communities healthy. After all, good enough just isn't.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
Hey, it's Kent from Pure Solar AZ. There's nothing quite like the sense of independence that comes from living off the grid. Pure Solar and Electrical is here to assist and to give families a sense of choice. 2020 has pushed solar energy to the brink with the abundant amount of power outages recently. With the sense of freedom comes the responsibility of providing for your own energy requirements. At Pure Solar and Electrical, we understand that it can be frustrating if your solar system struggles to supply power for the things you do on a daily basis. At Pure Solar and Electrical, we are offering bigger battery banks, additional panels, and inverters. So rest easy knowing you have the best team in the solar industry on your side. You have Pure Solar and Electrical. Visit PURSolarAZ.com to learn more and get a quote or call us at 866-204-9886. That's 866-204-9886. Pure Solar and Electrical, Arizona's number one solar provider for over 40 years.
Listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us today. We had John Best today, and he's with Alpha Fortress Games. So thank you, John, for being on today and being a co-host, and what a great time. And here's the chance to take out all your stuff, and let's take out your notebooks and write down what's up and coming. So we've got February 3rd is our business and networking luncheon. It will be held at Grace Church from 11:30 to 1 p.m. Our Yavapai County Health Department will be doing a presentation about the COVID vaccine phases. So it's going to be kind of a really exciting and an interesting one. Also, Scooter's Coffee is looking for a manager. So they're looking for a manager. So if you're interested or you're looking for an employment, go to Indeed Job Postings and you'll be able to find, you know, all the information on there, the pay range, the job duties, the job description, the hours. So Scooter's Coffee is looking for a manager. So go ahead and log on to Indeed.com and you'll be able to get all that information for, you know, everything that's up and coming in at Scooter's Coffee.
Yeah,
and
those staff members are so friendly at Scooter's.
They are. You know, Scooter's Coffee is just a great place, and I would assume, you know, it'd be a great place to work at because they're always so friendly.
Yeah, they really are.
So those guys are always so friendly, so sweet. So they are looking for a manager. Any last words from you, John?
No, I just thank you for having me today, and I'm so excited to see the community. And like I said, February 6th.
And that's going to be your grand opening.
Yep, and we're going to be there from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
And at Alpha Fortress Games, AFG is what you're calling it?
AFG for short.
AFG for short. Yes, so it's going to be a great time. Come on out for that, but we'll talk with you soon, too, and kind of get some more details about your grand opening.
For sure.
Yeah, we'll see you all next time on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Chino Valley Day, on 1130 AM, 95.5 FM, 99.9 FM, and always on the web at kqna.com.
been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associate, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.